I am often asked this question. I'm often asked the question, what is Dr. Freckles Global Tontine Club? A tontine is a contract. A tontine is a contract between two or more people over which some item or items of some required value or necessary value or implied value. It is a contract holding two or more people to an agreement that the last person left alive, the last human left alive, gets it all. But it also means we're all in it together. That's right. We are all in this together at Dr. Freckles Global Tontine Club. If you haven't read the contract, I highly suggest you go to dfgtc.org. That's right. At Dr. Freckles Global Tontine Club, we are redefining excellence. People used to define excellence in the wrong way. We now redefine excellence as the power over all energy particles, the power over sexuality, the power over the ability to make excellent slurry. A protein slurry anybody can be proud of. That's right, our mission statement at Dr. Freckles Global Tontine Club, we at DFGTC intend to enhanceify reality and add more tacos to everyone's Tuesday. That's right. And as we move forth into the galaxy, we will expand our services. We will communicate with hobos and ever slumbic folk in the drifter zone, the mungus folk and the Harley Flam and the fucking unicycle pony boys. Yes, we will spread the story of truth. Read the fucking contract. Read the contract. That's right, read the fucking contract. High-level projects by project name, Project Igloo Luau. This one is currently being redefined as a generalized project for convincing people to leave their homes. Now that it's past 4/19/2020, we need to convince people to leave their fucking homes. Go to work, go to a party. Have fun with friends. The other project is called Orangutan Magic. This project is a project to get orangutans. Orangutans addicted to cigarettes. So they can work in my factories making running shoes. The next project is called Orca Madness. The orca whales have been abused by the humans for far too long. It is time to organize orca whales, which are really dolphins or toothed dolphin whales, whatever the fuck. They're not baleen. They're not pussies. They don't fuck around. We need to organize the orca whales into shock armies. We need to build them hydraulically controlled orthopedic devices for crawling out of water and being able to carry 50 caliber handguns. No, excuse me, 20 millimeter revolver style handguns, carrying mixed AP, HE, fuck you ammo, fucking Willy P, 20 millimeter revolvers. Our fucking orca whales. They deserve a little revenge. Next high-level project is called Time Radio. What is the Time Radio about? Our plan is to build a quantum tunneling channel device. A device that will allow us to accelerate light to many times the speed of light so that messages can be sent and picked up a few seconds ago. We might be able to gain 10 seconds on the stock market. I almost said 10,000 seconds. That's what Satan gives Goldman. Yes, with the time radio, we will be able to trade stocks with future information. 5 seconds in the future. Maybe 5 minutes. It depends upon how advanced our crystalline lead super cool technology and our gamma ray laser progresses. Fuck you. Our next high level project is called Gorilla Fun. Gorilla Fun is similar to Orca Madness, but different. The idea is to raise a cadre of gorillas, we're thinking mountain gorillas, really big, really furious, and then you have them wear like these leather vests that are covered in knives. And that way, if someone wants to like, oh, I'll just run at the fucking gorilla, I'll just run at the gorilla and stab him in the heart. Oh, I've got a surprise for you, Gorilla Man. Gorilla is wearing a vest of knives in his fight. That's right, the gorilla's wearing a vest of knives and spikes, and it's also carrying 10 pounds of C4. Make that 20 pounds. And it's attached to a dead gorilla switch on the gorilla's heart. So, oh, you think you're gonna just shoot the gorilla? Did I tell you that the explosive is rat and ball bearings? Go ahead and shoot the gorilla. And the last high-level project for Dr. Freckles Globalton Ink Club, planned for this fiscal year, 2020, fuck, is called Project Tierra del Fuego. Project Tierra del Fuego is a project to escape to Tierra del Fuego. We will escape there and we will achieve great things in Tierra del Fuego. The land of fire. The land of total awareness. The land of the 50-foot tall albino penguins. Yep. The Igloo Luau mission, like I stated, is to get people riled up to go out on April the 19th. But since that's in the past now, we don't have a time machine. We can't really do anything about, you know, yesterday. But what we can do is focus on tomorrow. And so the plan right now is to update the website, to continue writing some kind of essays about shit and get people out of the fucking house. Maybe they can live a life like a human being instead of a slumbing beast. We don't have to be fucking mole rats living in our nasty ass lime caves below the surface of the sea. We can live like human beings instead of human worms. We can live like human beings instead of flailing fish in the sand of dying. More detail on orangutan magic. Some of you would say, Dan, it is wrong to get orangutans addicted to cigarettes. I've heard people say, Dan, what kind of a bastard would get orangutans addicted to cigarettes to make cheap running shoes? I'll have you know this was originally an idea proposed by Steve Jobs in 1981. That's right, we just gotta get the fucking orangutans addicted to cigarettes. Orca Madness is, in principle, the most important of all of our fucking missions. We wanna get the orcas organized into shock armies armed with 20mm revolvers that Taurus will produce for us. They'll call it a newer judge. Stiffer, stiffer sentence. None of that 45 long colt bullshit from my orca whales. They'll use 20mm ammo, the same shit the fucking Bradleys fire. So they can steal that shit out of the Bushmaster, and oh, if it's 25mm, I don't care, I've been out of the army for a while, fuck you. We'll get our fucking calibers right at Taurus Manufacturing before things get hot. And yeah, when you see those fucking orcas rising out of sea with those fucking 25mm revolvers firing the same fucking ammo the Bushmaster fires, you'll wonder to yourself, what did we do? What did we do? What did we do, Dan? What did we do? What did we do, Dan? Tell me what we did. Tell me what we did. You kidnapped their babies. You hunted them like scumbus freaks. You hunted them like scumbus freaks, and you're gonna say, what did we do, Dan? What did we do? What did we do to harm the orcas? Well, we stole their children. We kidnapped them. We murdered them. We put them on display in swimming pools that are not nearly big enough for them to live, really. Yes, Orca Madness will be awesome. The time radio is an idea that goes back many years. It has to do with front-running trades. You see, I'm kind of tired with all the fucking bullshit where the people that are the most powerful can simply front-run all the trades. Which is what they do. They get extra special info. And that sucks. Yes, indeed, the time radio would be awesome. It will be expensive to build, it will probably cost so much money that it will not be justified by any number of trades that can reasonably be conducted in the lifespan of the universe, but we will build it because Keynesian economics says that makes sense, so fuck you. Gorilla fun is really the funnest one. With gorilla fun, we will raise an army of gorillas, airborne ranger gorillas. Airborne ranger gorillas wearing leather vests covered in knives and spikes. They carry 10 pounds of C4 wired to their back in a packaging of ball bearings and a wire to their heart. So if you shoot one of these gorillas in the head, it's coming at you. It wants to give you a hug. It wants to pull you in deeply into all those stilettos mounted on its vest. And you say, well, oh, Dan, I'll just shoot it in the head. No, you won't, Karen. You won't shoot it in the head because if you will actually please do, Karen, and bring all your friends nearby because they'll have a little bit of experience of what it's like standing in front of a claymore mine. Yes, gorilla fun. Can you imagine seeing thousands of gorillas slowly descending upon you in military-style parachutes? Screaming and angry, hey, airborne soldier, would you want to be the jump master? Nobody wants to be the jump master for that bullshit. Tierra del Fuego, Yes, we have a plan to build a holdout, a keep, a safe zone in Tierra del Fuego. The basic theory is this. The scumbags of the world found Antarctica, they found Atlantis in Antarctica. The scumbags of the world found Atlantis, they found the giant pyramids of Atlantis in Antarctica. They began decoding the ancient Encyclopedia Galactica approximately 40 years ago. That's right. So we'll escape to the land of fire and ice, and we will build our holdouts and our keeps and our castles and our safe zone, our bunkers, close to the dark realm of the evil folk of Antarctica, but so that we can get some of the benefit of where they're fucking hiding from, but far enough away that maybe their evil dumbulus doesn't touch us. Likely we'll be destroyed. Likely we'll be taken over by the bumblebees. Indeed. We'll need some resources for these projects. We'll need, number one, 312-gauge Gatling guns, gravity-fed squirrel hopper feeder, mixed ammo ready, literally pour and fire. We're gonna need 312-gauge Gatling guns. If you wanna have a division of airborne gorillas covered in metal spikes, you better have some Gatling guns. Yes, we'll need 70 monkeys with herpes. We'll need at least 70 monkeys with herpes, don't ask me why. We'll need 200 hobos. We'll need at least 70 gallons of gasoline. 300 pounds of bacon. A case of apricot brandy. And a harpoon cannon. Indeed. Our future projects involve a moon cannon. Indeed, we want to build a cannon that would allow us to basically crack the moon in half. There's something beautiful inside the moon. So we want to crack the moon open and find out what's inside. We want to build a love swamp. We want to build a swamp of love. We want to build ourselves a swampy jungle paradise. Don't ask why. Then there's a Boobalympics. Why there hasn't been a Boobalympics yet? I don't know why there hasn't been a Boobalympics, but there should have been one before now. That's a future project for Dr. Freckles' Global Tontine Club, you fuck. We also need an army of hookers, We have a project to form an army of hookers to work alongside the airborne guerrilla army and the orca shark armies of orca whales. We need a hooker army. A hooker army armed with knives. A hooker army dressed scantily clad, you know, in flip-flops, but armed with knives. We're talking Miami-style hookers. Armed with knives and rebar. And little sacks filled with rocks. Basically anything they could pick up and jab or hit you with. We're not going to give any of the Gatling guns to the hookers. We need to form a cocaine bank of Seattle. Yes, the cocaine bank of Seattle will be the only way things are funded in the future. And of course, we need more Legend Blue Dream, which means you need to donate to my podcast. You need to donate to my podcast. If you donate to my podcast, indeed, folks, indeed. Yeah, if you want to contact me about any of these projects, or, you know, you can, there'll also be links to donate to through Venmo or PayPal. You can email me about alternative donations. But really, you have to think of this as a commitment to the common club. It is the common club of humanity. We are, to date, the only social contract that delivers airline miles and points. Does the U.S. Constitution offer points? Please, no crap. No crap. Fuck.